The Big Bang.
Research performed during the last 100 years has shown that the universe is expanding, and by tracing it back in time, we can see that it began from a single point. The detailed calculations performed by scientists show that it is necessary for all of the material in the universe to have been contained in this single point, which would have zero volume, but infinite mass. Something coming into existence from nothing is called creation. This first moment when the universe was created is called the Big Bang. Scientific research performed on the delicate balance of the Big Bang shows that it is far from being a haphazard explosion. All of the other explosions that we are aware of destroy an existing order. Yet the Big Bang has produced an amazing order in the universe from zero mass or nothingness. Let us now return to the beginning of the universe 13.8 billion years ago and provide through scientific inquiry an answer to the question, what happened at that crucial moment when everything came into existence from nothing? Let's watch.
The Big Bang was first proposed in the 1920s as a theory which showed that the universe had a beginning by the Russian cosmologist and mathematician Alexander Friedman and the Belgian physicist Georges Lemaître. The theory is widely accepted by scientists, especially physicists, due to the extremely detailed evidence provided. Infinite mass, zero volume, in short, nothingness, and then suddenly a moment of presence. Modern science still cannot explain what happened in the first moment of creation, 10 to the power of minus 43 seconds long. This represents a very short amount of time. 10 to the power minus 43, or 0.42 zeros and a 1. This period of 10 to the minus 43 seconds is known as Planck time. This period, named after German scientist Max Planck, is so short that a special term is required to express it. What we know according to scientific evidence is as follows. Stars, galaxies, and the building blocks of our lives, the calcium in our bones and the iron in our blood, as well as other elements in our body such as nitrogen, carbon, and hydrogen, the atoms required for the air that we breathe, and the water that we drink, everything, all have come into existence with the moment of creation called the Big Bang.
The basis of everything we see is atoms and molecules. Scientists have so far discovered 118 elements, and of these, 92 occur naturally. When we consider the complexity of our surroundings, this is absolutely astounding. At the same time, we know that beyond the Earth, everything we see in the universe is made of the same 92 elements.
The steel, rubber, and glass in a car are made up of a number of different materials. If we go deeper, we see that those materials are made of combinations of various elements such as iron, silicon, chrome, and carbon. Every atom of the car was created billions of years ago with the formation of the universe. The atoms of every single element came into existence during the first minutes following the Big Bang. The raw materials of the technological gadgets we are using this moment, the parts that make up our buildings, the leaves of every tree, the center of the earth, the oceans, and people's bodies.
For example, the water we drink is very old. The hydrogen atoms here were formed following the Big Bang in an environment of unimaginably high temperatures. In other words, the hydrogen atoms in this water were created 13.8 billion years ago. Now let's look at the evidence for the Big Bang that has led it to become accepted by the global scientific community.